I'm Jeremy Scott, and this is Mission Network News. Pressure builds as India awaits election results. Will Christians see any relief from persecution? Later, good news from Chad as unreached people groups receive Bible stories. First, the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom has recommended that India be designated as a country of particular concern. But India has pushed back against this, quote, propaganda. So what is going on? Tim Landis with Farms International.
There has come down a new ramping up of new anti-conversion laws.
12 states in India criminalized changing your religions under certain circumstances. There are also concerns that India's current government will make all of India a nationalist Hindu state. We'll see who's in the office after the general election results come in June. For now, incidents of mob violence against Christians are on the rise, and Farms is feeling it.
Church believers and families were persecuted. False accusations of saying that the businesses were operated under basically giving people loans and beneficiaries loans to convert to Christianity, which is not the truth. It's not even how Farms operate.
Farms offers interest-free loans to Christians to help them work their way out of poverty. It doesn't touch on conversion. Pray against the fear Christians are facing of losing their crops, livelihoods, or lives to community attacks spurred on by anti-conversion laws. Meanwhile, Holocaust Remembrance Day was last week, honoring the lives of 6 million Jews murdered by Nazi Germany. The anthem we often say from the Holocaust is Never Again. But could Never Again happen again today? Victor Kalischer is the director of the Bible Society in Israel. His father survived the Holocaust and eventually committed his life to Christ. Kalischer says, today, he sees similar trends that led to the Holocaust 83 years ago.
You can see how easily people can be brainwashed and how evilness can take over the hearts and minds of people with the growing anti-Semitism. So back then it was for another reason, you know, the Jews controlled the world, the banks and things like that. And today it's for other reasons, but it's the same thing. So you see that and you cannot believe that it can happen again.
As a Messianic Jew, Kalischer says fellow Christians can stand with believers in Israel and be a light for Christ against growing hatred and targeting of Jews.
My message to the Christian world is not only how to pray, but also that they need to learn about the place of Israel in God's plan of salvation. This is crucial.
Read the full story at missionnews.org. Last spring, we told you about a concerted effort to bring scripture to Chad's unreached people groups. Jeremiah, a Bible translator trained by Unfolding Word, says his team took 50 open Bible stories to communities without access to scripture.
When we finished the Chaldean Arabic open Bible stories, we took them to one of the regions, predominantly Arabic people.
Despite opposition from a village elder, the king of one remote village allowed Jeremiah's team to share audio recordings of the open Bible stories. This was the first time anyone had shared the gospel message with the tribe.
The room was full. We sat down, about 50 elders and the youths and women. And among those people, we have about 6 or 7 imams.
As the Bible stories began, one imam started praying loudly and reciting incantations, but no one left the room. On the second day, people walked in smiling, eager to hear more.
Our goal is to achieve the message of salvation. We distributed the SD memory card. And after that, the evangelist got breakthroughs. He planted the church.
Today, Jeremiah's team just completed open Bible stories in 7 new languages. Pray for receptivity as Jeremiah and his team bring these translations to the community for testing. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry of the region, offers a free 7-day prayer guide that provides specific ways to pray and tell the stories of Christians who can't freely worship. Get yours when you click the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.